B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kix 95.1, the number one Kix music station.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through, giving me peace in America.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's in my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I
yes,
didn't
you
even
did.
Know
you give me my new
thing. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What are you laughing at already over there?
Oh, Loren.
I'm hyping Roy up.
Yeah. She's trying to get me started.
It's 6:02 and I'm trying to hype Roy to yell at somebody.
She's trying to get me all upset.
I'm like, you can't let them get away with that. You should write a letter.
Oh, yeah. Have you written a letter or complained to anyone yesterday, Loren? Oh.
No.
No?
No.
Roy?
No.
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 Okay.
I've not complained to anyone.
So I'll go first in my day in 30 seconds. I did something last night that I've been meaning to do and just never got around to it. And my wife and I are doing it together each night. And we even included Nicole. What am I talking about?
Yeah,
it's that meditation thing,
it's
isn't it?
It's the meditation. Ah. Yes, 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 yes. We meditated last night. Started very, very slowly.
For how long?
3 minutes.
Okay.
And then they'll eventually up it.
Hold on a second.
I got the app on my phone.
Hold on a second.
What?
During meditation, you're supposed to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You were quiet for 3 minutes.
Can you believe it?
No.
And I kept my eyes closed.
Wow. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. We even reached out to Nicole. Did you do that? Did you use that same app, Nicole?
She's not listening.
Nicole!
Hey.
Hello?
Did you use the same app for your meditation that we did?
Headspace?
Yeah.
The one you told me about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah, did you use a male or female voice?
Female.
Same.
Yep.
What do you think?
I would think a female voice would be more soothing.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
You don't want me to be on there. All right, now, we're going to take a big, deep breath. Make sure your legs are crossed, crisscrossed with applesauce. When I was growing up, it was a little bit different called something.
All redneck.
Just like.
Put yourself in a nice, comfortable position.
Uh-huh. Now, this ain't my choice of music, but we'll go with it. Okay?
Just picture yourself on a beach somewhere.
Drinking some Natty Light.
You want to take that Natty Light, you're just going to throw it right in the water.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway, so it was interesting, man. And we're going to do it every week.
Every week or every day?
I'm sorry, every day, yeah. Although it asks you, see, that's what's cool about this Headspace app is that it asks you, like, how often do you want to do it? And it's just like no pressure, you know, like 3 days a week, 5 days a week, 7 days. I was like, let's do five because I don't want to, you know, the weekends, unless I do it in the morning or something. But Amanda wants us to do it to like together. So we found a couple minutes before, after the kids went down and before like I went to watch the baseball game last night. Playoffs are here.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome that you're doing this with her because Dallas would laugh me off the stage.
No, he wouldn't.
He would. He would. Like, I can't even get, I've been asking, we've been married for almost 10 years. We've been together for 15. I've been asking him for 15 years to go to a yoga class with me. Do you know how many times he's been? Zero.
Does he not believe in, like, the mind stuff?
He does. He's just, like, and he knows that, like, yoga is so good for your body, but, like, he never has time. And then, you know, I think he feels silly doing it. And I'm like, it's just me.
Yeah, I mean, you married the college football player jock. I'm not that. I'm not even close.
College football players need yoga, too.
Yeah. Well, yoga is different than meditation. I mean, I'm talking 3 minutes of our night, and then eventually it'll hopefully get up to, like, 10.
But you meditate at the end of yoga.
Mm, nice. What about you?
So I went, it looks like Party City exploded in my house currently. I went to like 4 different stores yesterday to pick up what I thought was the end of the decorations. And I'm still missing like 3 things. So I have another whole round to do today. But the Paw Patrol theme has taken over my life. And, excuse me, I thought I was going to get like this balloon arch. And then the quote came in and it was astronomical. So now I figured, oh, I'll just do it myself. Right? Sounds easy enough.
You and Elena.
It's going to look like 2 3-year-olds with with sticks and rocks put this thing together.
Good.
I'm well aware that this is going to fail, but I'm going to try anyway.
Good. It's a 3-year-old birthday party. Nobody's expecting too much.
You know what you should do instead of the balloon arch? Just get like an archway and just string lights to it. That's just as fun and it's cheaper.
Yeah, that's true.
So my day in 30 seconds, my sister's going through a rough time right now because her dog is sick. And so we were talking on the phone yesterday and she's having to do the unfortunate cost ratio.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, her husband's like, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. My sister's like, we have kids. I think we need to have this conversation.
Yeah.
And it's such a tough time.
Like, what's your cap on medical expenses?
What's your cap on medical expenses? Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was just holding my dog, Callie, last night. Like, I'd put every dime in you.
Aww. Did you try to
say that
now?
I know. Yeah. Then, we've all been there.
And then I have bills I got to pay. And then I'm like, well, how much can I go?
Yeah.
That's what my sister's dealing with. I just can't imagine. My nieces, they've already lost one dog this year. And their little hearts can't handle two dogs in 1 year. I mean, for crying out loud, when someone gets sick, my nieces think that you got to put them in the dirt. They think, like, you die. So the therapy is needed at my sister's house.
Well, her dog could just go to the vet and not come back like Wolf or Dad.
Yeah, well, that's called bottling up emotions and just letting it explode one day.
Mother's dead, okay?
That's what's going to happen. We're going to go, geez, he's not at the vet anymore.
No, he's not at the vet. Ridiculous.
After years of it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you've been doing this for years. Well, you're the one who kept saying
it. You went along with it.
You made me think that way.
Yeah. It's not okay, Roy.
This is your fault, Manny.
The dog's not at the vet. He's dead. He's not coming back.
Out for this morning.
Total breakdown where Dawes is going to be like, I don't know what I did.
I think it'll be on the air. Doing her dirty.
Dawes?
Yeah.
All you guys do is make jokes about Woofer. He's been dead for 5 years.
Stop funny.
All right, we're off to a great start today. On a Tuesday show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We pitched a really good idea for the Jonas Brothers concert. Boss was all on board. Now all of a sudden he doesn't remember what the hell we were talking about.
That's about right.
Typical. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show on KISS 95.1. So three police officers were rescued by suspected drug traffickers that the police officers were chasing and then eventually lost track of because their boat broke down and began sinking.
Oh, no.
This happened on Friday morning right off the coast of Spain. The agent's boat went out of control and eventually started sinking. So the suspects heard the distress call, and since they were the closest vessel, they turned around and went back to save the police officers.
Okay, that's nice.
While a police helicopter hovered over the area.
Was it a trick?
No. The men in the helicopter asked the people they were the criminals on the boat to please throw out some life vests and some rescuing items, and they did, and all three men were pulled back up to the traffickers' boat unharmed.
Now, did they still go to jail?
All four men rescued the occupants and then were immediately arrested for drug trafficking.
That's what I'm like, was this a sting? Like,
I'd have let them go.
They had 80 bundles of weed.
Oh, wow.
God's good green earth, weighing more than 3 tons.
That's awesome. Well, so, at least
some good-hearted criminals.
At least that's a nice criminal.
Maybe the judge will go easy on him for it.
You know, I'm serious, though. The judge probably would.
Yeah.
You know, would say, hey, maybe you guys realize what you did was wrong here. Thanks for being good citizens to the police officers. And the police officers will ask that, too.
Yeah.
Probably. So they saved their lives and then consequently got arrested. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
All right. So as parents, we all make our kids embarrassed sometimes. I'll tell you what Adam Levine's daughter doesn't love him to do in 2 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
Adele has got a new man.
Yeah.
I repeat, Adele has got a new man.
Yes.
Okay, so she has been romantically linked to British rapper and songwriter Skepta. And apparently this is getting so serious that she's decided to introduce him to her friends, too. And nobody saw this coming. It's been a whirlwind romance. And it seems like a bit of a relief fling at first, but the two seem to really care about each other.
I'm looking at a picture of them.
Yeah?
Together. Although that doesn't look like they're together.
I don't think they're... I don't know that they've been photographed together, so there's a lot of, like, superimposed photos of the two of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as long as Adele's happy.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll get great music out of both sides of it.
Right.
Okay, so Adam Levine, like most parents, tries to impress his daughter, Dusty Rose. Well, apparently she does not love his singing, and he was on the Ellen Show and shared this.
Yeah, you know, you'd think that she'd like when I sang to her. She just doesn't like it that much. There was one moment where I spent with her kind of just like playing guitar, and where she was playing with stuff and looking up at me every once in a while. I'm like, oh my God, it's working. She's loving this. Silk hair. I was like auditioning for my daughter, which is ridiculous. And I'm having fun. You know, she looked at me, and finally she just looked at me, and she like touched the guitar. Was like right here, and she was just like, put that down.
Yeah. I told you guys, I went to see Phil Collins last week, and his son plays drums for him.
Yeah.
On the tour, and Phil said that he has an entire catalog of Genesis and Phil Collins songs, number ones, gold, blah, blah, blah. And his son likes two songs that he did.
Funny.
That's awesome.
Kids, man, they're hard to impress.
Yep.
All right, so Nick Jonas had a big announcement yesterday. He will be joining The Voice Season 18.
I am so excited. Season 18 of The Voice, to be joining that crew of amazing coaches, Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Blake Shelton. While I'm excited to work with you guys, I'm coming for you.
Is he going to be a judge or?
Yeah.
Next season.
Yeah, not this season.
Right. So,
yeah. Also, we'll talk about this a little bit more in the 7:30 Dirty, but Justin Bieber said that he will be coming out with a single and an album by the end of the year. Hailey Baldwin showed off her wedding dress, and Taylor Swift fans are not happy with Bieber. So I've got a whole 7:30 Dirty dedicated to Justin Bieber.
Okay.
All right. Stay with me. That's your dirty for now.
Cool. So we have tickets for you to go hang at the Carolina Renaissance Festival all week long. And we're going to give those away to caller number 9 coming up here. And just don't call now. We're going to do it in just about 8 minutes. We're going to play a little game called Who Said It? One of us was in the 6th grade and gave an amazing quote to a newspaper. And that quote has since resurfaced amongst the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. We'll read the quote. You guess the person. We'll do it coming up in just about 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, the Rim Morning Show. We have Renaissance Festival tickets for you. The Ren Fest. We love it at the Ren Fest. We have a 4-pack of tickets. Ren Fest is open Saturday and Sunday through November 24th.
We're going to be out there, actually, November 9th.
Yeah.
We're excited for that. We always go out there every single year. This is caller number 9. Who's this?
This is Shane.
Shane, where are you calling us from, bud?
Concord.
Shane in Concord. Let's play a fun game. We're going to guess the 6th grader quote. One of us on the show, when we were back in 6th grade, gave a quote to a local newspaper. And, well, that newspaper has resurfaced. We found a copy of it. And we have the quote.
Now, it's about a new wing built at a school.
Mm-hmm.
So this student was enjoying the new wing. Loren's going to read you the quote, Shane. Then you guess if it was Manny, Roy, Loren, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go, Shane. The new addition is smelly. It smells new. I mean, it's great to have a new room.
The new addition is smelly. It smells new, I mean. It's great to have a new room.
Who said that? Roy. Manny, Roy, or Loren?
Roy.
Yeah, that's me.
That's so me. Can you read it again like you were in the 6th grade, please, and giving that quote? I'll be the newspaper guy.
All right.
And you be the 6th grade Roy, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations, Shane. You got the tickets, by the way.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Hey, how you doing, son?
Hey.
Care to be in the Roanoke...
I like your higher voice.
I was a kid.
Care to be in the Roanoke Register?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Let me get a quote from you. How do you like the new wing?
The new addition is smelly. It smells new, I mean. It's great to have a new room.
Thanks a lot. That's going to print. The old time.
Going places, kid.
Yeah, you're going places, kid. That's a great quote. All right. Shane and Concord, congratulations. You got 4 tickets to go hang out at the Carolina Ren Fest.
That's awesome. I appreciate it.
Huzzah, Shane.
Now, if you want to see this newspaper article with my oversized T-shirt and Trapper Keeper, you can go on my Instagram. It's on my story at Kiss Roy Boy, and then we'll get it up on our page as well at the MRL Show.
Still to come.
always scouring the internet for awesome things to talk about in hopes that maybe it helps you out because you are in a certain situation. We found the best places to end a relationship. We've talked a lot on the show about the crappy places that you were broken up with. This article says these are the best spots to break up with someone. We'll explain coming up in 7 minutes.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Main You Are in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
The home of the Kiss Cash Code $1,000 coming up in just about an hour from now. 8 a.m. straight up. We'll give you the code word. You text that code word to 45911. We hit you back. You got $1,000. Perfect.
So we typically do the worst places to break up. And Cosmopolitan put out a hilarious article about the best places to end a relationship.
Okay.
This is savage, by the way. After reading this article, I was like, oh my gosh, who wrote this?
Cosmo savage sometimes, Lauren.
Seriously. Okay, so some of the best places to break up at a museum. Bonus if they have dinosaurs there, because then you can tell your significant other that your relationship is extinct like the dinosaurs.
Okay, so these are places to break up just to be a jerk.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much.
All right.
Your least favorite restaurant, of course, then, you know, you don't care about never going back there again.
Right.
And it doesn't destroy your image of the place. You should break up on a roller coaster because it symbolizes the ups and downs of your relationship.
Okay. I don't think we should be together.
If you found 14 other girls in his phone on Snapchat, you could break up with him via Snapchat.
Oh.
Make it a little ironic for him. In the back of an Uber, while this won't be any good for you or your ex, it'll give the driver a nice change of scenery instead of people throwing up back there or trying to move furniture.
Yeah, he'll have a story for, like, all day.
Yeah.
Be like, guess what I did?
I talked to my Uber driver a couple nights ago, and she was telling me that she just had a couple who was arguing, and he asked her to drop him off at his friend's house, like, five blocks down. Like, wife got out, and he's like, I'm not getting out here. Will you take it to my friend's house?
Wow. All right, these are the best places to end a relationship via Cosmopolitan. The savages at Cosmopolitan. Okay, so if you break up near another couple, because misery loves company. So there's not an actual place. It's just an idea.
Okay.
You got to find another couple breaking up.
Oh.
You could break up at Trader Joe's. So
hold on, back up. Dual breakups?
Yeah.
I think that's what it's talking
about.
Dueling
breakups.
That's not a bad idea. This way, if you hear the other couple say something, you can steal that line.
Yeah. And then you could just swap partners if need be.
Yeah. Even if it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Like Roy and Loren are a couple and they're breaking up and Roy says something like, you know, just like the time we went to Hawaii and you got sand all over the hotel room and you never cleaned it up. And I go, yeah, just like the time we went to Hawaii. And my girlfriend goes, we were never in Hawaii.
We've never been to Hawaii.
Not the point.
All right, you could break up at Trader Joe's so that once you break up with that person, they can stock up on snacks and wine and ice cream and off-brand Oreos to drown their sorrows in.
Yeah, not bad. And then you could get checked out by someone who's really nice, because the checkout people at Trader Joe's are amazing.
Hey, did you find everything okay? No,
I didn't. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, my God. They probably have a therapy room back there in Trader Joe's somewhere.
Maybe. And the last place is at their place in privacy. That way you can move furniture one last time and grab your stuff on the way out.
It's a damn good list.
Right?
We'll get it posted up at kiss951.com.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
We have to talk to Nicole, because Nicole's friend works like in medical sales, and she's trying to close a deal, but the doctor's trying to close on a date.
Her friend's name is Katie, and Katie's actually going to join us just after 7 to tell us about what's going on. We can maybe help her navigate through this. Because you want the sale. You don't want the date.
What
I don't
do you think.
Do?
What do you do? We'll find out. We'll have Katie on the show.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So, producer Nicole has a friend named Katie, and how long have you known Katie?
Not,
I mean, not too long, but not like too short.
Okay.
Like, would you say a couple months or a couple years?
Yeah. I would say like a couple months.
I'm trying to set the stage. I thought it was going to be like a lifelong friend. Like, oh, let me tell you about my bestie and what she's going with. Okay. Katie. Okay, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Katie, from my understanding, you work in medical sales.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
And you're dealing with some sort of a problem. Can you tell us what's happening?
Yeah. So I got this job like 3 months ago. It's basically medical sales, but it's like surgical side. And I was super excited. Like, if you look it up, it literally says Katie's dream job. Okay. So anyways, I'm training right now, so it's a lot to learn. Specifically spine. So there's a lot of disorders, a lot of like surgeries, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so about 3 months ago, I'm training and you have to do a sales side. So like to get a doctor to work with you and that's how you make your money.
Okay.
So I get a doctor, like a sales meeting going and I meet him and he's like, yeah, sure. Like let's use this product. Like sounds great. Like I'll set up some cases for you. I'm like, oh my God, cool. Like first sales. Like, go Katie, you know, like, this right. is, like, huge. 3 months, you know? So, anyways, that night after the sales meeting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He adds me on Facebook and I'm like, this is weird. Like, this is the doctor I just, like, met today. So I don't really add him. Next day, he, like, mentions it. I'm like, oh, I didn't know this, blah, blah, blah. And then,
So he requested you, but you made the decision not to add him, Katie. Why did you make that decision?
Because I didn't know, like, if that was professional.
Right,
you know,
sure.
Like, I got this job. I don't know if that's what the rules are.
And talk about this guy, because then he confronted you about it. How Akimomo is that?
Oh, yeah, I just said that little awkward, like, no, I didn't see it, you know, kind of thing.
So but, you're like 12 hours into this, this new job. You get your first sale, you think, and then all of a sudden some doctor is, like, trying to take it in a different direction is the kind of the vibe that we're getting.
So, wait, had he asked you out at this point, or did he just try to add you on social media?
Just add me on social media at this point.
And then what happened? When did he take it, like, a step further?
Okay, so I had the surgery with him that day. Like, everything seemed, like, okay. And then after the surgery, he texted me, like, about, you know, how's the sales world, blah, 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 how are you doing? And I'm like, oh, cool. He's, like, caring about what I'm doing, whatever. I explain, like, it's great, still learning. And then he's like, would you ever want to go to coffee sometime? And I'm like, thinking like, okay, we could talk about sales, like that's fine. I, you know, like I'm still thinking it's professional.
Yeah.
And then we had another surgery like a couple days later and I'm like talking to him about feedback about our product and he's like, you know, kind of ignoring what I said and said, I just kind of want to take you on a date, coffee date today. I don't know what to do, you know?
Did he admit to, like, not wanting to use your product and the reason that he's, the only reason he's talking to you is because he wants to go on a date?
No, he didn't. He did not admit that. But that's the vibe that I'm getting. Like, he's mentioned it probably, like, 3 times now. Not really listening to, like, what I'm saying about my product. Just kind of, like, ignoring that and kind of doing what he wants. You know what I'm saying?
And you're not into him?
No way. I'm not. Not at all.
If you're just tuning in, it's Katie, Nicole's friend, on with the Manny Roy and Loren show. Katie lives in a different state. We're not going to say which one, but it's a peninsula where a lot of things weird happen.
And it's usually my friends.
Yes. What did Nicole, what kind of advice did Nicole give you? Do you remember? Because Nicole's really good at giving advice.
Yeah, I think that she said something like, you know, like try to turn it to like business and stuff and keep it like that. And obviously if it goes a little bit too far, then you have to really put your foot down, which is like, you know, I know how to handle guys, but like, this is a new job. Like, I'm so excited. Like, what do you, what's the professional route?
That's not a bad way to go about it, to just be like, hey, I just started out trying to keep it professional. I appreciate the offer. I appreciate the offer, but let's just talk about the product and then, you know.
That's really nice advice. My advice is awful. You know, I feel awful even admitting it. But
what would you do?
Is he rich? I mean, how much can you milk this guy for?
Oh, my gosh. No, see, like, that's the part. Like, me personally, I don't. Not about the money for me. I just, like, want to do good in the shot. I want to be in surgeries.
I'm just saying, if he's the making the sales and he has the boat house.
Shut up.
What?
561 just texted in and said he's probably married.
Probably.
No, he's actually not.
Oh.
Well, what age range would you say he is?
Above 55.
Oh.
That's Loren's wheelhouse.
Okay, that's 2 days in a row you're taking shots at my husband.
He's also a medical sales.
He's not 55.
You always like to date older guys, Loren.
You're the worst. Two days in a row.
Katie.
Can't wait to have this dinner later this week with you.
I'm
my
excited.
Husband in the same place.
Katie, what did other people you work with say? Because I've said this before. Like, I work in radio, and I've worked in radio for 20 years now, and I know a lot of sales executives that have kind of like fun relationships with clients where, yeah, they get business with them, but they also
have a good time.
They go out, they have a drink or coffee, or they will go to dinner, and it never crosses that line, but it's a very healthy relationship or friendship, I should say, work relationship. Do other coworkers in your business kind of say go one way or another?
Yeah. So we do that all the time. We go to dinner with the doctors, and like sometimes they do happy hour and stuff, and that's fine. So they said to, like, you know, try to, like, keep it, like, moving with that way. If he wants to do something like happy hour, I'm going to bring my coworkers with me kind of thing.
Not late at night, yeah.
But, Katie, didn't you say that he texted you over the weekend, like, something, like, super weird?
Yes. Yeah. So, like, Saturday, so I had asked about feedback, and then he, like, never texted me back during the week. And then the weekend, he, like, answers me, like, kind of, and then, like, turns it to, hey, I'm going out. Like, would you want to meet me and my friends out kind of thing? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Does your manager know about this?
Oh,
easy,
yeah.
Karen.
I have a follow-up question, so just stay with me.
Okay. Did you learn about Karen, you
I know.
Can't stop.
I definitely called my boss about it and asked advice, and they just said, like, go with it, and obviously if it goes, like, too far.
Shut it down. Okay, because somebody just texted in, and this is the reason I asked it, because 518 texted in and said, be careful turning him down because he could turn around and go back to your manager and say that you were the one being inappropriate.
Right.
So as long as your manager knows about it in advance and it doesn't, you know, come back around to you.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Katie, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to have people that work in your business, specifically in the medical sales business. Maybe someone who has experience working with doctors can give us a call at 704-570-9595. Then during commercial, we can patch you through and you can listen to what some of these people that might have some advice for you can tell you, okay?
Cool.
All right, so if you're medical sales,
if you experienced
anything like what Katie's gone through, 704-570-9595. Let's see if we can help her out.
Yeah, because this is like kind of a realm and in an arena that we don't know much about, but you guys probably will. So like Roy said, holler at us.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
In case you're wondering, we let Karen, Nicole's friend, go. Katie, Nicole's friend, Katie, came on. And she's gone now. We gave her some advice. I think the best piece of advice for this doctor that was kind of hitting on her comes from this person right here. 828 said, here's my advice. Let me go on the date with him. Clearly someone's single. So.
Pass along his number.
Thank you, Katie.
Okay, so some exciting news for a Charlotte local. Chesley Chris, Miss USA. We've had her here in the studio. She just announced that she is one of the newest correspondents with Extra TV.
Good.
Yeah, so excited for her. I'm actually in the middle of writing a blog about it right now. So you can check kiss951.com in a few minutes for that. And Alex Trebek, this is such sad news, but it looks like his days at Jeopardy are in jeopardy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's starting to slur his words, and his tongue isn't working properly while he's taping. The chemo has caused some sores in his mouth, and he's having a hard time talking.
Oh, shoot.
I know. He's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and he's always said that he will host until he feels like his performance has diminished to the point that it bothers him, and producers have been so supportive up until now. He's been there for 35 years, y'all.
I don't even know who's going to take over.
Me neither.
I don't know who else can enunciate the way he does. He never gets a question wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or an answer, I should say.
Yeah. Okay.
Ben Stein would be good. Remember him? The teacher from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and he was on that game with Jimmy Kimmel, win Ben Stein's money. I could see him hosting. He's kind of...
You think so? They won't give it to Steve Harvey, like Steve gets everything?
I don't think they, like, somebody wants that.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's an intellectual...
To follow...
Well, yeah, and it's also like an intellectual game. Trust me, my family grew up watching Jeopardy. My brother tried out for it like five times.
Okay, so what, it's an intellectual game, so Steve Harvey can't host it?
No, there's not a lot of personality.
That's true.
It's not personality driven. You sit there and you read questions off a card.
My man just called Steve Harvey dumb. I know he's on the radio in Charlotte, but you don't have to attack him.
We know Steve Harvey has an issue reading off the cards. He gave the wrong person the crown.
Miss Universe, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're full of compliments this week. Okay, so Justin Bieber,
I'm lashing out. I'm not happy with myself.
Seriously, what's going on in your life?
My point is that Harvey probably doesn't want to do it because you can't have personality on Jeopardy like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you.
Okay, so Justin Bieber fans have been anxiously awaiting a new album and new music, and they won't have to wait much longer. A video was posted to Instagram Live where Justin revealed that he will be releasing a new single and album this year. He did say that it was coming out soon, and then upon his wife Haley kind of pressing the issue, he said, this year. So, you will have that. Another issue that the Biebs is dealing with is that Taylor Swift fans are not happy with Justin. So you guys remember, I think it was last week, we talked about Taylor Swift was on the Jimmy Fallon show. And he surprised her with a video that her mom took while she was recovering from LASIK eye surgery, where she was upset because they picked the wrong banana off the bunch. And Justin decided to have a little fun with it. Well, he posted a video to Instagram mocking Taylor, saying, it's not the banana I wanted. And the clip was eventually taken down, but not before Taylor's fans jumped all over him.
Word of advice, Taylor doesn't handle criticism well.
No.
Neither do the Swifties.
Yeah. And Haley jumped on social media as well to apologize and said, well, she kind of apologized. She said, listen, I never meant to make anyone that upset. I'm sorry that you're this upset about it, truly. I think it's awesome that you're so passionate and you ride hard with whoever you're a fan of.
Yeah.
Just true. And congratulations to James Vanderbeek, Dancing with the Stars star and Dawson's Creek star. Him and his wife are expecting baby number 6.
Wow.
Good Lord. You have a basketball team.
It's a school.
Yeah.
There's a whole school in this house.
Rihanna is releasing a visual autobiography this year as well. And it will feature pictures from her life and career. It'll be 504 pages, and pictures will be over 1,000. So you'll get that. It'll be sold in 3 limited editions, and it comes out October 24th. So you can get it this month.
Okay.
But that is your Dirty for Now.
Let's play Can't Beat Lauren, 704-570-9595. Call now. Take Lauren down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Douglas is on the phone. Douglas, welcome to the Meanie, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing great. I hear that this is your 7th time playing.
Yes, I am, if nothing else, but persistent.
Have you ever beat me?
I have never.
Okay, let's see how you do today. It might be your lucky day.
Please, thank you. Please leave the studio.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Lorena has put her headphones down. She is walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Douglas, playing for everyone in Rock Hill. We like to call you guys Rock Hillionaires. Question one. Happy 34th birthday to this singer known for his songs like Versace on the Floor, 24K Magic, and Just the Way You Are. Who is that?
Bruno Mars.
And the Royal Fab Four reunited for a mental health PSA. The Royal Fab Four consists of Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, Kate Middleton, and who are we leaving out?
Prince William.
Question three. Adam Levine was on Ellen and told her that his daughter's not a fan of his singing. What band is he the front man for?
And I apologize. My GPS talked when you were asking the question. Could you re-ask it?
Oh, sure. Where are you going that you need GPS?
I am going into work, but I'm going a different way than I normally do, so.
Okay. None of my business. Here we go. Question number three. Adam Levine was on Ellen and told her that his daughter's not a fan of his singing. What band is he the front man for?
Oh, my goodness.
Ask your GPS for help. Three, two, one. Okay. Question four. Nick Jonas is going to be.
I know.
He can't accept it, though. Here we go. Question four. Nick Jonas will be joining this show as a coach for season 18.
Which,
okay, and question five. Hailey Baldwin finally revealed her dress for her wedding to Justin Bieber, and it's amazing. Who is her dad who starred in movies like Biodome and The Flintstones?
Alec Baldwin.
All right, come on in, Lorraine.
To Douglas.
Our buddy Douglas got three correct.
Okay.
But to his defense, he was distracted. His GPS is talking to him, Loren. Happy 34th birthday to the singer known for his songs Versace on the Floor, 24K Magic, and Just the Way You Are. Who is that?
Bruno Mars.
1-1.
And the Royal Fab Four reunited for a mental health PSA. The Royal Fab Four consists of Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, Kate Middleton, and who are we leaving out?
Prince William.
That is correct. It's 2-2.
Adam Levine was on Ellen and told her that his daughter's not a fan of his singing. What band is he the front man for?
Maroon 5.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Douglas said Coldplay. 3-2.
And question four, Nick Jonas is going to be joining this show as a coach for season 18.
The Voice.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
Question five, Hailey Baldwin finally showed her wedding dress that she wore to marry the Biebs, and it was stunning. Hailey's dad starred in movies like Biodome and The Flintstones. Who is he? Three.
Alec Baldwin.
Two.
I know it's not.
That is incorrect. But you know, Douglas said Alec Baldwin as well, which is incorrect. Yeah. The correct answer is Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin. My mom would slap me across the head for that.
Final score 4-3. Lorraine, you have 6 wins. It was a tight match.
All right, Douglas. 7 wasn't your lucky number.
It's all right. It just means I won the opportunity to try again, but I still can't the rep.
Thanks for playing, Douglas.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
His 7th time playing. Meanwhile, people tell us all the time that they can never get through.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be persistent, people, to play camp.
Still to come.
All right, we got to get to a brand new War of the Roses. It's going to be between Brooke and Dylan. You know, Brooke noticed that Dylan disconnected the camera, the Ring app.
Mm.
And she thought when he was disconnecting the camera that she saw another woman. So who is that woman? Why is he disconnecting the camera? Is he trying to cover up a cheating? We're going to try to unravel this in a brand new War of the Roses.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Brooke, you sent us a message saying that you want to check up on your boyfriend, Dylan. Why?
Well, you know how you can have, like, the Ring, the camera, and, like, you have an app on your phone? So you can see, like, from your doorbell, and you can see inside your house.
Oh, I know.
Oh, they're amazing. It's so cool. Because, like, I'm just paranoid, because you get robbed one time, and then you just have the best security ever. So.
Did you get robbed?
Wait, hold on. Did you get robbed?
I didn't breathe by that. Let's look past it. Like, that was years ago, before Phil and I even lived together. But okay. I've always, like, been really conscious about it. And I like cutting-edge technology. I'm like, what's the safest way possible? And then a couple weeks ago, I get a notification. I'm at a girls' night, and it's Dylan, and I see him on disconnecting the camera, and I'm just like, what? And then I swear to God, there is a girl in the background, because I only got a brief, like, little, like, I saw it, and I, like, I'm in the background, so I immediately text him, like, what's going on? He just, all of a sudden, you know, big brother, I can't have Amazon spying on my life, because he disconnected that one, and we had another one inside the house, and he disconnected both those, so I couldn't see what was going on. And he's just been really weird lately. We've lived together for 4 years, because we were roommates first, and we've been together a couple for about a year.
Wow, that's a lot happening. Okay.
And you did see another person in the camera when you checked in.
It was, like, in the corner, and, like, I didn't have it set to save. So, like, I just looked, and I'm out of the bar, and I see him on a chair.
disconnecting it. And then I think there was a woman. Okay. Like, but it was like so quick.
There is something to the fact people don't like the Alexa. They're afraid that it tracks them. You know, we all know that Instagram tracks us. You say vodka, next thing you know, there's 10 ads for vodka.
That's true.
But the camera I've never heard of before.
Yeah, he just said that he doesn't want anyone, like, he doesn't want Google and Big Brother spying on his life.
All right, well, listen, we're going to call him up. We're going to offer him the roses. Hopefully he sends the flowers to you. But if he doesn't, Brooke, stay quiet on the phone because we got to figure out who he's sending the flowers to. And why? What is he going to put on the note? That's going to be the two important things, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Dylan, please.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Dylan, my name's Tiffany. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. So we have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send.
No, thanks. I'm going to pass. Sometimes things are just too easy. I don't want, like, to get my email spammed or any of that.
Oh, Dylan, we don't do any of that. This is just, like I said, it's a free giveaway. We just ask that you tell somebody about our services.
You sure?
Yeah. I don't even need a credit card from you. That's how no strings attached this is.
So I can just send the roses to Haley and I'd be fine?
Yeah. Okay. So you want to send them to Haley?
Yeah, if you could just write, like, you're an amazing girl, I've had an amazing time with you, something like that.
You're an amazing girl, I had an amazing time with you. All right.
So was Haley the woman on the camera that I saw?
What?
Like, when I saw on the camera, when you disconnected it, is Haley what? That? I knew it. I knew it.
Dylan, Brooke's on the phone. She heard everything. You're more the roses on the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show.
Is it a setup?
No.
Yeah, we catch cheaters.
It's not a setup. She didn't get a straight answer from you, Dylan. She didn't believe you. And now we know why, because you're sending the romantic roses to someone else. Who is this other woman? And why are you sending romantic roses to her and not Brooke?
No, I mean, it's not totally like that. Like, we just were, I was helping her out and all, and then, like, I figured I could give her something in return. This was free, and I didn't want you to be spammed with all
the weird stuff, serious right now, or whatever. I'm sorry. No, why did you disconnect the cameras? Who was that girl that I saw on the camera? And like, oh, Haley, thanks for being an amazing girl. I'm having an amazing time. Like, what are you guys doing? Going to Bible study together?
Yeah, no, I'm... Okay, she came over, and I didn't want you to get all jealous or anything, and... I mean, nothing's happened.
Yeah, you're sending flowers.
And disconnecting the camera.
Well, I didn't think that, like, you know, the ring would, like, give a notification to her phone or anything. If I knew that, I wouldn't have done any of it.
Well, obviously, you don't want to get caught cheating. Like, that's what happened. I'm not an idiot. I'm a sweetheart, but not an idiot. And I don't deserve to get cheated on. I don't know what's going on, but, like... I'm not ready to move out, but I'm certainly not happy, like, being with you.
How long have you guys been together, like, romantically?
A year.
But you've lived together for four?
Yeah.
Is there any way you could revert back to a roommate situation?
Ooh.
Well, like, I'm an idiot, and I love this cheater. I don't want to be, like, getting more notifications while he's hanging out with Haley.
Yeah.
Did you hook up with Haley that night? Dylan?
Not that night.
Oh, well, okay.
But you have.
Oh, my God.
Well, there you go, Brooke.
We don't need to get into that.
I freaking knew it.
We can talk about it at home. I reconnected the ring.
Oh, my God.
That's not the point. The ring is not the point
here. You're
missing
the point.
Yeah, all right. Dylan, it's over between you two. Good luck.
Hope you work out the roommate situation.
Oh, my God. I don't know what I'm
going to
do.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So we just did a War of the Roses. If you're jumping in your car, we do it every Tuesday and every Thursday, a brand new one at 7:50. If you're still with us, we are going to ask you a question, and we want to hear maybe people that have been in the same position as Brooke. Let's go back to War of the Roses. Brooke found out that Dylan... disconnected the Ring app. Loren, you have it.
Yeah.
So when there's motion in front of it, it dings on your phone.
Yep.
Idiot.
Yeah, he's such an idiot. So it obviously was dinging when he was disconnecting it because he was in front of it.
And then
it was still recording when he was doing it. Right.
Yeah. And she thought she saw another woman behind him. So he sends the roses to another woman, and ultimately they have to break up. But here's the question. Brooke says in this clip we're about to play something really interesting. Like, we started out as roommates, then we became boyfriend and girlfriend. And to be honest with you, like, I'm not in the position to not have a roommate right now. And, like, I'm not in a position to leave you right now. So our question is, did you break up with someone and stay roommates? And is this an impossible task that Brooke and Dylan are going to have to deal with? Or is it absolutely doable? 704-570-9595. Here's the clip.
Well, I didn't think that, like, you know, the Ring would, like, give a notification to her phone or anything. If I knew that, I wouldn't have done any of it.
Well, obviously, you don't want to get caught cheating. Like, that's what happened. I'm not an idiot. I'm a sweetheart, but not an idiot. And I don't deserve to get cheated on. I don't know what's going on, but, like, I'm not ready to move out, but I'm certainly not happy, like, being with you.
And there's her dilemma.
Right.
You know, they live together. They were roommates before they started dating. And it's like, I feel bad for Brooke.
Yeah, I have a couple different thoughts here. So producer Nicole and her ex had to do this, and they lived together, and they made it work. Sometimes it was uncomfortable, but for the most part, they made it work.
There was no cheating, though. That's the difference.
Exactly. But my thought process is, if she stays the roommate, it makes it easier for her to go back to him because he's there and he's convenient. And I don't love that for her.
It's what's easy.
Right.
And
when you're starting getting in your feels, you get emotional, but you can walk down the hall and make a really bad decision.
Right. It's easier just to cut the ties altogether and move on.
But they've actually known each other longer as roommates than they did dating. I wonder if you could do a reversal where you could just go back to being roommates again. And
maybe. I don't know. But the moment he brings a woman home, she's going to be angry.
Oh, she's going to lose it.
Yeah.
And by the way, she can get rid of the Ring app at this point, right?
No, there's still burglars. Yeah. Okay. Bad people. Right, this is Daniel and Charlotte. Welcome to the main.
Like, everybody uses it to spy on their husband, Manny. That's just me. Just kidding.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Did you ever break up and stay roommates?
So it wasn't actually me. I actually dated somebody who was a roommate with his ex.
Okay. Was a roommate with his ex. Okay. How'd that make you feel?
It was kind of interesting, to say the least. It actually turned out so that she went back to him after, you know, a really bad night or something like that.
That's what we just said.
To me.
Yeah.
So really, it did not work out at all, to say the least.
All right. Thanks for the heads up for Brooke. She's listening.
And here's the thing. If I was in his situation, I would make sure that I'm loud at night so the ex heard it.
Hmm. I just wouldn't want to be there if the ex was involved.
She's just not ready to move out, though. And
I know,
it might be 2 weeks. It might be another month where she gets on her feet enough to say, hey, I'm going to move in with someone else, or I'm getting my own apartment.
Yeah, but it also makes it harder to move on. Like, Nicole and Lauren, y'all never brought anybody home when you were living together.
No, y'all had rules, right?
Like, there are rules. So it makes it really hard to move on when you're still living with your ex.
I mean, Lauren still went out and did her thing. I went out and did my thing. Like, I think as long as there's a level of respect, and it has to be over. Like, Lauren and I were done.
But you guys weren't disrespecting each other by bringing somebody else
into
the house.
Exactly, but it has to have that level of respect.
Right.
You also didn't have cheating, though. You know what I mean? Like, you guys just broke it off because your relationship ran its course.
Okay, this is Felicia in Salisbury. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Roy Morning Show, Felicia.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you were engaged in the same situation. Tell us what happened.
Well, we were really great friends, and we fell in love. We were together for almost 7 years, and then we just kind of woke up one day and realized that we were just roommates living together, and we had a two-bedroom, and we were like, you know what, we can't do this anymore. We're just going to, like, live together and live it out. But it became really, really hard. Like you said, separate lives in the same place. We never, of course, brought people home. That was just not a thing. We respected each other. But, you know, of course, I'm a female, and I'm sneaking into the other room, and I'm just like, I'm lonely, I miss you.
Yeah.
You know, it's impossible to get over. You know, I mean, you could not move on with your life until you separate it.
Felicia, when you would sneak into his room and tell him that you were lonely and you needed him, did he respond?
No. Oh. I mean, no. Yeah. No, absolutely not.
Which is probably better for you, by the way.
It was better. Yeah. It was better. I mean, and looking back now, he didn't want children, and I have a child, and life has moved on,
sure.
And it's great, and things happen for a reason. But, I mean, you know, you're living together, and you have your past, and you're trying to move forward, and it's just really best if you can just close that door as soon as possible. I've learned that was really, really difficult, so...
Thank you. Thanks, Felicia.
And think about this. You know, if I was in that situation where I was living with my ex, I would still, if I, like, cooked dinner, I would still cook enough food for the people in the house because that's just the type of person I am.
Oh, mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
You know?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm saying, but then, so then the ex gets all the benefit. The ex would get
right.
to be able to sleep around with whoever they want, and then they come home to a house that's being ran well. You know, that there's food on the table, and there's houses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There
yeah.
is no way that Dallas would eat my cooking once we broke up and lived together. He would be like, what did you put in this? Is like there the X-Lax in yeah. this?
Yeah. What is it, Cinderella? Yeah. The witch?
He'd be
the
like, apple? Nice try. I've seen this one.
It's not good, Brookie. Poor Brooke is listening. She just texted in and said, thanks, everyone, for your feedback. I'm still trying to find a situation where I can leave. He does travel, though, so that's good. So I do have the place to myself a couple nights a week.
Okay.
And then people, like me, I lived with a guy for 6 months, and we broke up. It was really tough. There was always temptation. Here's someone who got divorced, and they stayed in the same house together. They did it for the kids, but it was absolutely horrible circumstances. So that stinks. All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Jennifer Lopez is being sued for $150,000 over something she posted on her Instagram. Sounds like a knee-jerk reaction, but I'll explain. Coming up in the Dirty in 10.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. X95.1.
If you are a fan of The Voice and the Jonas Brothers, you might be excited to find out that Nick Jonas will be joining the cast of The Voice for season 18.
You know what I just found out?
What?
Nick Jonas filmed a movie up at Lake Norman, like back in 2013, 12.
What movie?
It's a scary movie. It just popped up on my streaming, and I was like, what? I didn't realize he was an actor.
I'll have to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
The Lake Norman Loch Ness Monster starring Nick Jonas.
Also, noticeably absent from The Voice is Adam Levine. And he was asked recently about missing it and if he does.
I do miss it, but I also don't miss how much I had to work. You know, I was just constantly working for so many years. Very lucky, very fortunate, very blessed and all that. But, you know, just to be able to kind of stop in this moment to spend time with my new young family and just have the greatest time ever. Now I'm just like a stay-at-home dad. I just stay home and do very little.
It's so true, because he was on, because they do two seasons a year. They're like at season 17, and it started four years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he did like two seasons a year, and he toured, and he did all of his other stuff.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff. So now he's just enjoying time home with his daughter, which, by the way, he went on to tell a story about how she's, like, not impressed with his singing and how he feels like he has to audition for her, which is ridiculous. Jennifer Lopez, she's being sued for $150,000 over something she posted on her Instagram story in 2017. Apparently, she obtained a photo of herself and her then-new boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, and she posted it on her stories. The two were holding hands. Well, the photographer saw that and was a little upset that he did not release that photo to her to use, and now she is being sued for $150,000.
Yeah, we have a lot of meetings about that because we blog here.
Yeah.
You can read our blogs up at kiss951.com, and it's like you can only use certain pictures or else these people, and they should. If they own the pictures, then they should have the rights to them.
I know. Doesn't it seem crazy, though, that you couldn't post a picture of yourself?
not if you didn't take it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she needed to give credit and everything else, but
yeah,
I don't know. $150,000 for Jennifer Lopez, that's a drop in the bucket. But for a lower-end celebrity, like, that could kill somebody's career.
Sure.
All right. Adele has a new man, y'all. This is breaking news. She has been romantically linked to Skepta. He's a British rapper and songwriter, and they have been hanging out a lot together. Now, a lot of friends thought that this was a quick, brief fling because she had just gotten a divorce and called off her marriage. But the two seem to really care about each other, and it's getting so serious with this whirlwind romance that she's introduced him to her friends now, too.
Oh, wow. Now, what type of music does he sing?
He's a British rapper.
Oh, my gosh. Is she like going to start rapping? Because that would be amazing.
He does R&B, does rap.
They'll do a collab, maybe.
Because all of her stuff's like low, like it's slow.
Now, Roy, you're a big conspiracy theorist on the fact that when something like this happens, there should be a song or some sort of collab coming.
Yeah.
So with the rumors of Adele and what's his name?
Skippo.
Skippo?
Skeppa.
Skeppa.
Skeppo.
Skepta.
Why is it Skepta? Why do you say it differently?
I don't know. I don't,
it's I'm... Skepta.
Skepta. Yes. Okay. So if Adele and Skepta are supposedly dating, is there a collab far behind to be released maybe this Friday on New Music Friday?
I do think that the marketing machines of record industries, they do like to...
Yep. Start stirring the pot a little bit. And next thing you know, you hit them over the head.
You think that's the new thing, huh?
Probably not.
Because these two are going to... I don't know. What does she have to gain by that?
And nobody's ever heard of Skepta here in America.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Skepta on the whole thing,
skeptical.
I guess. All right. What's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like today?
All right. If you are a fan of Disney and some of the Disney villains, then you will love this collaboration between Disney and Funko Pop. Now, they are releasing a makeup collection that each one will feature a couple different items in it, but... The four queens, the evil queens that they are following are the Evil Queen, Cruella de Vil, Ursula, and Maleficent. So if you would like to get some makeup inspired by the Disney Evil Queens, they're all priced under $25 and they're available at Ulta, but we'll have the link up for you at kiss951.com. Lip glosses, eyeliners, eyeshadows, blushes, and more.
Speaking of Disney, before we were talking about the witch that gave the apple to Cinderella. I knew it wasn't right.
It's Snow White. I didn't hear you say it.
You did, and you said I was right.
I don't even remember my friend.
I was
talking about Disney.
Paying attention.
There's my friend, Loren. You were talking about Dallas not eating your food if you guys lived together and broke up. And I said, yeah, just like the witch giving the apple to Cinderella.
I wasn't paying attention to you. I apologize.
I've been corrected by everybody in the city, I'm pretty sure. I apologize. It was Snow White.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's your dirty.
I should get my wife, Amanda, on because I didn't really... find out why she thinks this, but Amanda told me it was wrong for me to do something in the driveway.
Oh, did you put out a towel and start tanning? My family used to do that in the driveway all the time. We'd go out there in the driveway, put out towels, and just lay there.
No. In fact, I'll take it a step further, and I'll tell you it wasn't even my driveway. It was a stranger's driveway. And she's like, you cannot do this in a stranger's driveway. It's just wrong. I'll explain coming up in just about 6 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Mania War of the Rim Morning Show.
Don't forget, 11 a.m., your next shot at $1,000. We gave you that code about 30 minutes ago. We'll give you another code word at 11 a.m. with Cameron. And if you win the $1,000, we'll text you back. It's that easy. But just by texting your name and all the information, you're in the running for how much, Roy?
10 grand.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Just for listening to the Mania Ryan Loren Show.
Now, we have your wife on the phone, Manny.
Yeah, she's not feeling so great. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
I got a scratchy voice.
No.
That's the worst.
A scratchy voice and a scratchy phone, but we're going to get through this, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Tell everyone what I did in a stranger's driveway that shocked me because I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but you said that you should never do this in a stranger's driveway.
You turned your car around in someone else's driveway.
Oh, that's a no-no?
Yes, that's a no-no. Only if, here's the deal. If you get down to a dead end in someone's neighborhood or something and you have to turn around, that's one thing. But if there's plenty of opportunities for you to go a few more feet up and turn around, then yes, it's rude to pull into someone's driveway and turn around.
So there was a cul-de-sac and you just didn't...
use the cul-de-sac?
Yeah, so we were dropping something off at Amanda's friend Amanda's house, and he's got a... They live on a loop, so I could have looped all the way around, but I turned around in the neighbor's driveway and then came back to... Amanda was dropping something off, so I came back to scoop her up, and she's like, did you just turn around in that person's driveway? I was like, yeah. She's like, that's a no-no. And Roy, I was like you. I was like, I had never. There's a lot of things, Amanda, that I admit that I do that I know aren't right or the best thing to do, you know, but I'm only human. I'm trying to better myself as a human being, but this one I've never heard of before, and I didn't know if anybody else had either.
What if we turned it around a little bit differently? How would you feel, Mani, if you looked out your window and somebody was pulling into your driveway and then backing out?
Amanda, how
it would annoy him. It would annoy him. Just pull up in my driveway.
The thing with my driveway is I'm on a hill, as you guys know. So the best part is when people do turn around in my driveway, they scratch the bottom
of
their...
They bottom out.
They bottom out a little. But I'm also 4 feet away from a cul-de-sac.
Right.
You know, so people typically don't come into my driveway unless they're...
I'm just saying, if it happened, how would you feel?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's invasive.
Is it?
It's a little you're just presuming. This isn't the street. This is my driveway. It's my property.
Ooh. You're right. Yeah.
Well, you know, your wife does have a good point, especially when it comes to the South. We do love and protect our property down here. Everything within our property is ours, okay?
Yeah, but you're also nice down here. Isn't there something called, Southern Charm where, oh, hi, honey, come on in, turn around. You know, we're not talking about a circle driveway. That would be super obnoxious if you went into somebody's U driveway like Lauren has. Lauren actually has an H driveway, a little H. It goes down and then around.
All right, this isn't about me. This is about you. Nice,
fit 20
nice
cars,
deflection.
20 cars and 7 limos in her driveway.
There's a traffic report for Lorraine's driveway.
The worst.
All right, Amanda, thank you for that. I just wanted everybody to hear it because I had never heard that before, and I don't know. I still think that it is what it is. I think your driveway, isn't your driveway public for a certain amount of feet?
No. It's your driveway.
Your swale is.
Your what? Your soil? Oh, with at the beginning where
where your mailbox and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, hon. Love you. Have a good day at work.
Hey, love you. Bye, guys.
What are the cool fall trends right now in fashion?
Animal print.
Okay.
Animal print. That's always trendy, isn't it?
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Love you.
Bye, Roy.
Bye.
Go get an animal shirt, Roy, like you used to wear.
Yes. I don't do that no more. But by the way, if you didn't know, Amanda works in the fashion industry, which is why we asked her about fall trends.
Yeah, she's on her way to the Atlanta market next week.
Yep.
So it's big. She's working on the spring stuff already. But anyway, okay. All right. I just wanted to get that on because I never heard that before and I thought it caught me off guard. All right. It's the Mani, Roy, and Lauren show. Coming up, we're going to tell you why you should check out our Rap Party podcast.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We do this thing called the Rap Party podcast. You can listen to it on the MRL on demand replay channel. And it's a wonderful podcast that we do every day after the show where we kind of dive in a little bit deeper on things that we couldn't get to on the radio. So, we have all these different fun things that we talk about and more stuff about our life. It's looser.
That's what I was going to say, unfiltered too.
Yeah. Whatever comes to our mind, we're not so reserved because,
we don't have the radio, the FCC restrictions on a podcast.
Yeah.
So we do it daily. And sometimes we go to Queen Park Social, one of our favorite spots over there off of Yancey Road, in the heart of the breweries, and Queen Park Social is a great spot to go to do the Rap Party podcast because while we're hanging out, we can play games and the food is awesome. And we had a special guest drop by the Rap Party podcast. Loren, who was that? Former MRL show member.
Yeah, it was former video producer A.A. Ron.
Who, by the way, we posted a video on our IGTV at the MRL show of the last week he was here. We gave him something we do on the show, which is the blindfolded haircut. It's an old trick we pull out every once in a while. Loren got a blindfold on and then shaved his head.
And then we never heard from A.A. Ron again.
Ah, it's definitely worth go checking out that at the MRL show on Insta. But here's a little bit of producer A.A. Ron. When he dropped by, if you're familiar with him, you probably want to know he was on with us for a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like somebody that, wasn't ever on the air and stuff. He was a big part of the show. Here's what he's up to now.
He left us. He quit. He abandoned the show, and we can't be more proud of him. It's our wonderful assistant associate producer, A.A. Ron.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, bud.
Nice to be back.
We missed you.
Yeah.
Whoa. Don't come out too hard. Okay. You got to ask if he missed us before we
did
tried.
You miss us?
I have, yeah.
Let me tell you, I've went to lunch with Aaron, and I've hung out with him a couple times since his departure. And I forget every time how hilarious
I know.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, don't hype me up.
No, it's true. Every time I hang out, I'm like, that's what I need at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he came in with a lot of
questions.
A lot of content, a lot of issues. He hung out with an old guy one day.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That how guy had that to move. Guy? He moved to Ohio, so I don't get to see him anymore.
Oh, probably because there's a warrant out for his arrest.
Yeah, the Amber Alert made its way to North Carolina.
When you're a registered sex offender,
that follows, man.
Anyway, good to see you, dude. What are you up to?
I work for Wingit now, making videos for them, so
that's cool.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's a nice little thing. And then
Target?
Yeah, Target. That's probably the most...
What's that?
Really? What do you do then?
You think he was embarrassed?
I do.
Why did he stop? That's his moneymaker.
I had to tell, because he told me just between him and I, Target, and he kept looking back at me when we were doing that. And I think he was super afraid of if I was going to say Target, and so I just blurted it out.
Oh, boy. Should I stop it? Because I'm about to tell you what Target he works at and where you can
go. For it. He needs fans.
He's so funny. And by the way, that old guy was such a thing. Like, that was Aaron's thing. Like, he would come in and just say things that he didn't think meant anything. But we were like, what?
Yeah, the story about the old man, he found some guy who came out of the woods. Wasn't he, like, grabbing bamboo?
They were trying to make a boat or something. And the guy came over and was like, oh, I know how to do this. I'll show you. Why don't you bring it to my house?
Yeah, and the guy had a van. Yeah. Everything about the story was creepy, but Aaron being kind of the naive, suburban young kid and just in college didn't see it.
No, see, and where he lives, it's a neighborhood that everybody knows each other. They don't know what stranger danger is. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, listen, I'll leave the rest of it for the Rap Party podcast. You can go listen to it on the Kiss 95.1 app. It was from Friday, so it's Friday's date. And we got into a whole bunch of fun stuff, not just with Aaron. He was just a small part of the Rap Party podcast, but that's just a little update for you. He works at the Target, we'll say.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So a woman is boldly claiming that she's only dating married men.
Okay.
But not only must they be married, but they must be millionaires.
All right.
She says she's been dating wealthy men since she was 19, and she realized that they treat her better than the other guys that she was seeing. Now, she's now 47, and it's not about the money. She doesn't need a sugar daddy. She's a financial consultant. She has a lot of money herself. She just likes being with rich married men because they appreciate her more. She says single men are empty and married men don't take her for granted. They are trained by their wives, so they have better manners. They pick up after themselves. They pull out the chairs. They open the door. And they're going to pick up the bill.
Here's a novel idea. Why don't you find your own husband and train him?
Well, she did. She did for a while. And then he passed away but gave her permission to
be a homewrecker? What? I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for this woman at all. I'm not impressed.
Yeah. Well, he gave her permission, even back when he was alive, to start doing this because he was terminally ill.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, everyone's got a type, Loren.
Yeah, somebody else's type isn't really going to work in your favor, especially if you run into someone like me.
You have a type.
No, I mean her.
Oh,
if she's dating married men, one of those women is going to turn around, and then she's going to be the one that's like, I don't know why you're all up in my face. But. Well, because he's married, and it takes two. I get it. It takes two to tangle. The guy is in the wrong, too. But good Lord, you set out to be a homewrecker. You're an awful person.
Right. I don't think anybody's agreeing that disagreeing with you or agreeing that she's a good person. She's a bad person.
She
but
just
I just
knows
like,
what she wants.
I like the fact that she has a type. Mm. Now, her type happens to be wealthy married men, but we should hear from other people out there. We should hear from you guys. Like, what is your type? Do you find yourself, and maybe it is a married person, maybe someone else out there is like, you know what? You date a married guy, you don't have to put up with everything after 8 p.m. They go home to their family. Just saying.
trying to think of an advantage here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do all the annoying family stuff in the afternoon.
Loren was a cleat chaser.
Okay.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas is a college athlete.
Never broke up anybody's house.
No, I'm not saying that. We're specific. Now we're off that and just talking about what type of person do you tend to date?
Listen, I'm not condemning her for being a gold digger, even though that in its own is its own thing. It's the home wrecking part that I cannot get on board with.
704-570-9595. Give us a shout. Let us know. Like, think about it for a second. And maybe you don't even realize that you have a type. But yet, you date a man in uniform. Maybe you dated a guy who was a mechanic, then you dated a cop, now you're dating the UPS guy.
Hmm.
A military person. Uniform's your type.
Yeah.
Now,
badge bunnies.
Badge bunnies. Yeah. See, I dated a badge bunny.
Mm-hmm.
She was married to a police officer, then got divorced and dated me. And now she's married to a cop again. She needed that strong disciplinarian type, but I wasn't that.
I was going to say, how'd you get with her?
I she was my hairdresser.
Wonder what they call the ones that love the firemen.
Oh, we'll find out. 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lots of text messages, Roy, coming in asking if the woman we were just talking about is somebody who's local here to Charlotte. The person who only dates married millionaires. I don't think she's from Charlotte.
I don't think so. I mean, it doesn't give me a location, but... It's
a BuzzFeed article, so it's not like we found it in The Observer.
Why? Do y'all know somebody here?
No, but somebody texted in with an 828 area code and said, anonymous, from experience, women go wild when they know you're married and they're getting you to cheat. It's like a conquest for them.
Hmm. Wow. No, I think the person that we're talking about, which if you're just joining the show, we told you about a woman who only dates married millionaires because they appreciate her more. And then it's not about the money because she has a good paying job. It's just that they pick up the bill. They're going to open up the door. They're going to be... Well, better than a single guy.
Hmm.
And I bet there's people like her in every city across the nation.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. Roy, you were wondering what fire chases are?
Well, is that what they're called? It was women who love fire.
No, they're called fire hose. Like a fire hose, you know.
Right.
That's not fair to call them that. No, that's not the name.
I can't be right. This is Allie.
That's according to 8589, by the way. That's okay. Not me.
Yeah, H-O-E-S.
Yeah. This is Allie in Salisbury. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Good morning, Allie. So everybody's attracted to some type. This woman's attracted to married millionaires. What's your type?
So my type is men that are sized like a lineman, so greater than 6 foot tall and kind of big in size, not tall and skinny.
Mm, like bulky.
Broad shoulders.
Yeah. They look like they could walk through a wall if they wanted to.
Hey, I've done that.
Roy might be her type.
Yeah.
Roy came through the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
And your cousin also, it says here your cousin has a type.
Yeah, my cousin is a habitual dater of firemen. She has dated almost every fireman in one fire department.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
How does that work out?
In one fire department?
Very well. Yeah, she dated 4 men in one fire department.
Wouldn't they get upset with each other?
No, not really. Most firemen are pretty laid back. I work in EMS, but most firemen are pretty laid back. They just didn't really care.
You know, here I was defending the fire hose comment. Now I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
I'm probably right. Hose teaser.
A hose teaser. That's nice. Teaser. All right. Thanks, Allie.
It's better than the other one, I'd say. You know, I don't have a type. I love all men. I think they're all great.
Mm, yeah.
I don't really have a specific. I've never, like, if you look at my dating history, it's never been, like, one specific type. This is Ashley and Charlotte. I was going to say something I wasn't allowed to say. Mm. Ashley and Charlotte, welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ren Show.
Hi.
Good morning, Ashley. What's your type?
So my type is men that are a little bit taller. All the men I've ever dated, including my husband, have had brown hair and brown eyes and a monosyllabic name.
Wait, what does that mean? And a what name?
Like a single syllable name. So I dated a Tom, a Gray, a Matt, and now I'm married to a Ben.
Huh. What?
Yeah.
A Roy!
Wait, you look out for that?
No, it just kind of happened. I didn't realize it until, you know, looking back on it.
It was coincidence.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
But they all did look kind of similar-ish.
Yeah. Everybody's got a type, man.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. A lot of text messages coming through. Here's one that says, I'm obsessed with cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Someone else said that. The dad bod all day. Got to look out for that dad bod.
Yeah, dad bods are still in.
Nicole's got a type. Nicole, what's your type? Athletic?
I really don't have a type.
Yeah, but you're...
But don't you like, I don't know.
The last two women that you dated, like...
What do you say? You don't like studs. You like lipsticks.
What?
Yeah, like more...
isn't that right?
Like more feminine girls.
Right. So in the lesbian world, there's lipsticks and studs, and then there's like 40 other categories, which I don't understand. But
I would never date someone that's like my type, or sorry, that's like me.
Similar
that like dresses like me and acts like me. Like I like the more feminine.
Yeah.
The girls I know that you hang out with, though, they're very into like athletic training and very active. I think maybe that's your type. Like maybe you like somebody who's like super active, right?
I don't care.
No. Okay. God, I just cannot get over that your ex is dating someone who looks like you. Oh, my God.
Okay.
They went to a wedding this weekend.
Time to go to break.
They went to a wedding this weekend.
I'm going to wrap you up now.
And I was like, oh, my God, was Nicole, like, in New York? Am I right, though?
Yeah, no, looks just an image, man. Yeah. But, hey, listen.
We talked about
like
that.
You said everybody has a type.
Here, someone says, my type is D-bags, apparently. No luck, sorry.
Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.